Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, time. 7 after the hour. How do you spell that, Jennifer? Jennifer Warren, Roberta Fasinelli here with me on the Good Day program. Hour. Hear people pronounce
hour.
It.
Hour.
H-O-U-R.
Hour. E. The E sound.
O-U-R. R.
Oh.
Hour.
The O-U-R. E is silent.
E-R. Okay. Let's get to the happy talk. It's happy. There's a fellow who writes columns about radio, and he refers to the happy talk trade media. Some people refer to this as the happy talk morning program. We deal with serious issues. I want you to know about Bethany Hughes. Do you know who Bethany Hughes is?
The name sounds familiar. Why don't you?
Bethany Hughes. Roberta, you know who Bethany Hughes is? Guessing not. Okay. The lady who has decided to embark on a 5-year non-motorized trip from the tip of Argentina all the way to Barrow, Alaska.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She wants to inspire others, she says, to pursue their own goals, no matter how audacious they may be. So she will walk, ride a bike, swim, do anything except drive a car, take a bus, a train, or a plane. This is not necessarily always on foot, but there will be no motors involved in anything. It's going to take her 5 years, she figures, to get from this lowest point in Argentina, very tip of Argentina, to the tip of our country, which is Point Barrow, Alaska. That's the northernmost place, about 40 miles from the North Pole. 45 miles. I remember being up there once. It was June 17th, and there was a raging snowstorm, and the wind was 70 miles an hour. Temperature was 17 degrees. It was the middle of June.
Jeez, can you imagine? Ugh.
Yep. All right. So that's what she's doing. What are you doing this like that? Roberta, what feat beyond possibility are you going to try to perform in the next month, year, or the rest of your life?
I would say probably keep my sanity.
Keep your sanity.
That's a good one.
That's why she's here, because we don't like her sanity. All right. Jen, what are you going to do? What feat?
I wake up at 2:55 every morning.
Got to keep that up, are you?
None of you can say that.
No. Well, I say it when I'm on West Coast time. I'm actually up at 1 o'clock West Coast time. 1 something or other. Well, everybody has something special going on in their lives, and you should highlight that. You should give yourself credit for it. You should take credit for it. Other people who are close to you should take credit for it. It's good. It's cool. It's great stuff. Going back in history, on this date in 2007, a report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office suggested federal employees wasted $146 million in the previous year upgrading to business and first class.
Ha!
$146 million because they felt entitled to do so. That's what the report suggested. They said, not their money. We're working hard for the government, so we deserve to fly first class. So they upgraded and paid for it.
I deserve to pay to fly first class.
Well, everybody does. Southwest. If you pay for it, or you have the mileage, or whatever.
Yeah. I use miles.
You shouldn't. But I'm not going to require my neighbor to pay for me to fly first class.
No.
Although that'd be awesome.
There's a new. You know how we love stories about science and stories that seem to be almost out of a page of a science fiction
majestic
book. The cloak of invisibility.
Yeah. I'm so excited
about this.
Have you seen that?
This is what happened to that plane, you know. This is what happened to the Malaysian 370.
Right, yep.
It was in a cloak of invisibility. And then,
right out of Harry Potter.
Yeah, and then when they were done stealing the technology, they dumped it in the ocean.
New research suggesting this device may be pretty close to reality, a cloak. We thought this was just the stuff that movies were made of.
Do you know how this changes war? This is scary, actually.
Scientists say they have successfully tested an ultra-thin invisibility cloak made of microscopic rectangular gold blocks that, like your skin, conform to the shape of an object and can render it undetectable with visible light. The research.
Well, then you know what's going to happen. They're going to develop special goggles that can see past it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like night vision goggles.
Infrared.
Superman back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
The involvement, let's see here. They're trying to hide at the moment very small objects. Believe the technology, however, could be made to conceal larger objects. And their focus is on the military. This is being paid for by the military. How much stuff like this is paid for by you and me out of the military budget?
Yeah.
And they say they need more money. What, to do stuff like this? They say it may take another 5 to 10 years to make this technology practical. But, and by the way, it's being developed not only here, but in China. They're trying to do the same thing. There are some roadblocks. A lot of work needs to be done. But apparently they've tried this and it sort of takes your breath away when you think about it. How we spend so much money trying to figure out how to go to war or kill people,
right?
Or disturb the force, if you will. It's just sick. It is.
Would you get in the cloak?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
What, for what reason?
I mean, to hide yourself. Would you want to be invisible?
No.
If you could be a superhero, would you want that?
You want me to be a superhero?
If you were going to be a superhero.
I thought I already was.
No, you're all right. You're close.
You are to us, Doug.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But would you like to fly? Would you like to be invisible? What would you like to be?
I don't. Well, if you could fly, I'd like to be able to fly. You
I would too. I'd rather fly than be invisible.
Do you remember that movie, The Rocket Man?
Yeah.
About 20 years ago or so, Bill Campbell.
It was a Disney film, wasn't it?
I think it may have been. Then the bad guy was James Bond. Timothy Dalton was a bad guy. Paul Sorvino was in it. And the lady who played the heroine is somebody who's around a lot now. Jennifer, somebody or other. It was a good, entertaining movie. But it talked about the reality of rockets being developed by the Nazis in World War II. And this was there was a true element to it, that they had developed these packs that now are used by our space people. They put the packs in the, if you see The Martian, for example, the movie that's out now that's so good. If you haven't seen it, Roberta, go see it.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it this weekend.
Go see it. Anyway, the space people have their suits, and they have these little jet packs in them. And this was the forerunner to that. In World War II, there were plenty of these that were developed that they never really got used because it was toward the end of the war. But there's a lot of stuff going on experimentally, a lot of stuff research-wise that you never know. Never know. Haven't got the slightest idea. These sorts of things are going on. Pretty amazing stuff. Here's something else that's amazing. Provia. Provia is amazing in that it helps you to restore your hair naturally. Get your hair back or your money back using Provia. It's a serum. Feels good on your hand. You rub it into your scalp where the hair is thin. It cleanses the pores, opens things up so the follicles of hair can come in there and deal with your hair loss. Also, it has a volumizer that makes the hair on your head seem bigger and fuller. So, want something to bring your hair, this is your hair, naturally back again. Safe for men and women. Color, treated hair, don't make any difference. If you want to say goodbye to the hairs that are saying goodbye and hello to the new hair, call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. It's new fuzz. That's what you'll feel first, the fuzz. Then it grows into your regular hair. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia.
Think green. Harrison with you. We've talked about renewable hemp for clothing and even paper, but how about turning massive amounts of elephant droppings to make memo pads and Hallmark cards? Now in Boston, a printing company called Pixels is buying Mr. Ellie Poo paper, which is made from 100% recycled materials and equally made using renewable energy. Mr. Ellie Poo, or Pooper, Seriously, that's what it's called. Pooper prints brilliantly on Pixel's digital and sewing presses and comes in a variety of colors. Zoos worldwide are glad to be relieved of their elephant's impressive plumbing side effects, and Pixel's is one of the only printing companies aimed at leading the industry away from wasteful practices. Of course, ironically, using actual waste to reduce waste via Mr. Ellie Poo Paper. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. All right, who's this?
Bill, from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. We go every year to Ocean City. We usually ride from there. That's a pretty good ride. Got to get that wind in your hair.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Where's your local twisty fix?
Am I like to ride through the mountains in West Virginia. I'd like to hit the mountains up there, go up through Pawpaw, and a lot of good riding.
Why he rides?
Man, it's just something in the blood, and you gotta be riding. You gotta get that wind in your hair. See, in Maryland and all them, you gotta have a helmet up here. You don't. I like this. Bike's running good. I'm happy. Every time I get on, I have a good time. You gotta make the best of everything you do, and that's what I do with my bike. I enjoy getting on it. I enjoy taking my ride. I like the long ride, though, because you get a lot more out of it.
American Biker Minute.
You gotta be riding. You gotta get that wind in your hair.
Your passport to the open road. Two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When trying to find more happiness, we usually think about adding something, like a new job. But what if taking away was the answer?
According to research, those who exercised mental subtraction, mentally taking away a positive event, were more satisfied because they realized what they were taking for granted.
Here are the steps. 1. Think about something good in your life.
2. Imagine your life without that good thing and picture the impact clearly.
3. Write down how your life would be different.
4. Refocus on the present moment and reevaluate how you feel.
Use the power of subtraction to enjoy more happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right. We don't have the Queen of Cheap jingle. That's all right. She's the Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, what's the hot stuff today, Roberta?
We got stuff for moms if you're a new mom. You're going to love these. We have a deal on diapers from you from Amazon Moms. Now, Amazon Moms is kind of like Prime, but it's for moms. It's a couple of dollars to join, but you can join and then cancel after you get the deals, you know. New members can get 3 months free. And if you are an Amazon Prime member, you can get Amazon Moms free also. So what we've got for you on DougStefan.com are two coupons for 50% off select Huggies diapers and 50% off Huggies wipes. You can get as many as 182 diapers for just $10 shipped. It's an incredible, incredible deal. Also for babies, Carter's. You know, they do a lot of baby clothes. Starting today, 50% off everything. Plus, you can get an extra 25% off your purchase of $40 and more. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com that can get you this incredible deal. And if you like reading magazines about babies as if having a baby is not enough, we've got a free subscription for you to both American Baby Magazine and Baby Talk Magazine. We have the link to get you those free subscriptions at DougStefan.com. Look for the Queen of Cheap there at the Better Living section. You can get all these things at low cost. You know how much diapers cost. Diapers and wipes and magazines and baby clothes. What more could you ask for other than a baby, I guess?
Very. How appealing is that? Roberta Fessinelli, our Queen of Cheap. Check out the deals in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com.